What do you do if you're traveling throughout the night of Hanukkah? Where are you supposed to light? Are you obligated to light? What are you supposed to do? Let's say you're on an airplane during the night of Hanukkah, the entire night. So the best option is definitely to appoint someone to light in your home. The Rosh in Pesachim, Perek Aleph Siman Yud, says that a shaliach can light for you. This is a machlokes rishon, but most achronim hold like the Rosh. Then that's what you should do: appoint someone to light in your house. Let's say for some reason you can't find anyone to light in your house. So then you have to light the menorah on the road. This may run into the question of whether the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a personal obligation or is it an obligation on the house. And if you don't have a house, then you're not obligated. The Kolbo and the Ran, the Kolbo and Siman Mem Daled, and the Ran and Shabbos Yud Amud Aleph Bedap Pirif both hold that there's an obligation to light even if you don't actually have a home. Whereas Rashi and Masechet Shabbos Chaf Gimel Aleph and Tosfos and Sukkah Mem Vav Aleph hold that there is no mitzvah of hadlaka. There's no mitzvah to light if you don't have a home. Rashi specifically is talking about a case where someone's on a boat. So the Birchas Haroah was established for someone who Birchas Shasanisim was established for someone who doesn't have a house. Like he's on a boat where there's no obligation to light the menorah. How do we paskin? It sits on the Ezer in Siman Tesvav, Siv Chav Tes, writes that one is obligated to light Ner Chanukah, Gam Kishishenim Tachas Kippas Shemaim, even when you're sleeping under the skies. Kol Echad Vechal Yad Mitaso Pinaso. Everyone should light, even if they're sleeping outside, they should light the menorah by their beds outside. However, other Achronim disagree. The Marsham, Tzvi Pesach Frank, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Yosher, they hold there's no mitzvah to light if you're not in your house. Rav Yosef says if there's no possibility to light in the house, you should light outside the house without a bracha. So let's say we take the view, we pass like many of these achronim, and we hold that you only light if you have a house. The question is, what's a house? Let's say you're on an airplane during Hanukkah. Could you light an airplane? Now, the Marsham in Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Mem Vav says that Rashi said that on a boat you can't light a menorah. But he thinks on a train, you can light the menorah. Why? Because the boats were open. So it's not called a house. A house is something that has a roof. Even if it's not a bayis kavua, a fixed house, then you still would light. So in the train, you would light. And maybe even a plane then would be called a bayis. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that you should light on a plane without a bracha. Rav Yosef says, no, it's not a bias. Rav Asher Weiss says, don't light on a plane. Now we're going to see, you're going to say light on a plane. How can you light a fire on a plane? We have to ask, maybe a flashlight, maybe an electric light, maybe that would be okay. But the question is, do you even have to go there? Is a plane a bias? Rav Lichtenstein thinks that if you're in a structure that it's not designated for people to live there long term, then perhaps you really should not, it's not really considered a house and you shouldn't light. He was explaining, let's say for a soldier, if a soldier is in a tank. So let's say if it's designated for people to be in that tank long term, maybe 7 days, maybe 30 days. So maybe then that would be considered a house. But a plane doesn't seem to be a house. But there are those who say that, like I mentioned, Shlomo Zalman Orbach thinks it is a bias. But that is open to discussion. Now the question is, what would you do? So how would you light on a plane? So maybe you can use a light with a battery-operated incandescent flashlight. See, the question is this. An electric light count as a menorah. We don't use electric lights as a menorah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says you can't use an electric light because it's not similar to the miracle of oil. You need a flame, a wick, and a fuel source. Electric lights do not have a flame. It's just a glowing red piece of metal. No fuel is consumed. There's no fuel supply at the time of the lighting, and the glowing filament is not a conventional fire. However, what if you have a battery? What if you have a battery-operated flashlight with an incandescent bulb? So the battery solves some of these problems. In fact, Rav Chaim David Halevi wrote that an airplane passenger should use a flashlight or a battery-operated menorah without a bracha. And the Or Letzion writes that you could fulfill your obligation of Chanukah candles with electric lights if it is battery-run and not plugged into an outlet. Rabbi Willig doesn't think that way. He says it's not so clear that a plane is even a bias. And he's also not comfortable in general of using electric light because it might be a symbol of the conservative movement. It's not really what we do. So to light an electric light, which probably doesn't work, according to many poskim, in a plane where you probably, it's probably not considered a bias, according to many poskim. So he would say that, no, you shouldn't light, but what you need to do, again, is to appoint someone to light in your house. If they can't stay there that long, ask them to light at night in your house, be there for a half an hour, if need be, and then extinguish the flame.